Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. On this week's program, we continue our celebration of Black History Month with music of freedom and holiness. Our theme music is from the late Matt Guitar Murphy. We heard Matt's Guitar Boogie No. 2 from his CD on Anton's Records, Way Down South. We'll open the program with a tune dedicated to the late master euphonium player Howard Johnson. Johnson passed away recently, and he played with many jazz ensembles over the years, including Charles Mingus, Rosson Roland Kirk, and others. But my fondest musical memory of him was the recording The Real Thing on Columbia Records by Taj Mahal, recorded live at the Fillmore East, February 13, 1971, 50 years ago. Here's Divin' Duck Blues by Taj Mahal and an ensemble led by Howard Johnson on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Sun to sun, jump on, burn it up.
Take us there, that's what we wanna do. Take us there. That's all we have. Yeah, I'll take us. Good God Almighty. Well, well. Now listen, I want to hear everybody. I want to hear everybody in the building. Y'all gonna do it? Oh, let me tell you, we got some very special people in the house tonight. One is my dear brother, Purvis. Purvis, you wanna come help us sing? Come on, Purvis. I don't think he's coming. Purvis haven't sang in a long time, but he might. I don't see him. All right. Little Tommy Marker. Little Tommy Marker. Tommy Marker. The blues man. Terry Herman. All of these special people are in the house. They came to my birthday party. And all of you, we just want to thank you. But right now, I want this little favor. Is everybody ready? That was not everybody. That wasn't everybody. You right there. You didn't say nothing. Is it? I see you. I want to hear everybody. That sounded more like Evanston. We're gonna give him one more chance. Is everybody ready?
Were you singing along? I bet you were. Mavis Staples from an all-star concert celebration for her birthday, recorded back in November of 2014, and we heard the title track, I'll Take You There, the great Mavis Staples. And we let off that set with Taj Mahal from his recording The Real Thing, recorded back in February of 1971 at the Fillmore East. And we heard Diving Duck Blues from Taj Mahal featuring Howard Johnson, the late Howard Johnson, on the euphonium. That's on Columbia Records. We're going to move into some holiness music with this next set. I'm going to lead off with the Golden Gate Quartet and their signature tune, the Golden Gate Gospel Train. Here's the Golden Gate Quartet, recorded back in 1937 on the Sing Out radio magazine.
My Lord, he blows, whoa, whoa, get on, better get your ticket now, my Lord, he blows, whoa, 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 gospel train is coming, you better get your business right. You better set your house in order, friends. You know the train gonna be here.
Oh, Lord.
Don't you hear the whistle? Hear the bells a tolling. Don't you hear the engine exhaust and trims? You know the train gonna be here.
Oh, Lord.
Now before she enters the pearly gates of heaven, can't you imagine that you can hear this train go? She blows so far, Lord, so low. You know the train gonna be here. Then she blows
Daniel, they put him in the lion's den on the count of the 120 princes are being so full of sin. Well, they put old Daniel in the lion's den and he stayed there all night long on the count of 120 princes are being so full of sin. Well, Daniel had the key to the kingdom. And the devil couldn't do him no harm. He had the key to the kingdom. And the devil couldn't do him no harm. Well, they put old Daniel in the lion's den. And he stayed there all night long. And Darius, he couldn't sleep that night. Cause you know they treated Daniel wrong. But Daniel had the key to the kingdom. And the devil couldn't do him no harm. Had the key to the kingdom, and the devil couldn't do him no harm. Old Darius, he come to the lion's den, and he called Daniel good and stout. And Daniel got up like a child of God, and then come walking out. Well, Daniel had the key to the kingdom, and the devil couldn't do him no harm. had the key to the kingdom, and the devil couldn't do him no harm. Well, the princess came down that morning, and they found old Daniel gone. And the king, he put him in the lion's den, and the lion consumed the bones. He had the key to the kingdom, and the devil couldn't do him no harm. He had the key to the kingdom, and the devil couldn't do him no harm. Oh, prize the key to the kingdom. Faith unlocks the door. If you ever been truly converted, you'll make it into heaven sure. I got the key to the kingdom, and the devil can't do me no harm. I got the key to the kingdom, and the devil can't do me no harm. Well, Daniel was one of God's prophets, and the new old Daniel would pray. Well, they didn't want him over them. They wanted him out of the way. But Daniel had the key to the kingdom, and the devil couldn't do him no harm. He had the key to the kingdom, and the devil couldn't do him no harm.
Let us hear from Mr. Roy Wilkins, Executive Secretary of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
First of all, I would like to say it is a great pleasure for me to greet the Bishop's Council of the African Methodist Episcopal Church and to join it in this tribute to the pioneers of protest within our own denomination. The AME Church has a long history of fighting for equality and against racial discrimination. In fact, as every good AME knows, the church was founded as a protest against segregation in worship by Richard Allen in Philadelphia. One of our early board members in the NAACP itself and most militant pioneer fighters was the late AME Bishop John Hurst of Baltimore. The forerunner of the NAACP was the Niagara Movement, organized in 1905. And it was the eloquence of stately Bishop Reverend D.C. Ransom of the AME Church which inspired the formation of the Niagara Movement, which later became a part of the NAACP. Their ministers have served as community advisors and presidents of equal rights organizations throughout history. They have served with distinction in the NAACP ranks from Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. This is a great record by any reckoning, and I'm happy and proud that is a record of my own church.
I'm building me a
home. When you hear me moaning,
my soul got a heaven, Lord, somewhere to stay. When you hear me
shouting,
I'm building me a
home.
When you hear me shouting,
I'm
building me a home.
Shouting, my Lord,
this earthly house is gonna soon decay. And my soul got a
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2106. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Matt Guitar Murphy and his recording Way Down South. And we just heard a duet with Matt and his brother Floyd Murphy, Thump Time. That's on Antone's Records from Matt Guitar Murphy. We're listening to music of holiness and freedom this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine in celebration of Black History Month. And before the Murphys, we heard from Bernice Johnson Reagan and Freedom in the Air, a song that she recorded and overdubbed all those vocals from her recording Give Your Hand to the Struggle, originally released on Paradon Records in 1975, reissued on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, from an interesting recording called Pioneers in Protest, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Well, we didn't hear the doctor, but we heard Roy Wilkins, the executive secretary of the NAACP, giving a little history of the organization. And then we heard I'm Building Me a Home from the Morehouse College Glee Club. And that was Henry Goodgame on the lead vocals. That's on Gold Wax Music, Pioneers in Protest. And before that, we heard from Washington Phillips and his Dulciola, which is kind of a little bit like a zither. We heard the title track of that collection called I've Got the Key to the Kingdom. That's on Yazoo Records. And we let off that set recorded back in August of 1937 in Charlotte, North Carolina. We heard the Golden Gate Quartet and Golden Gate Gospel Train. That's been reissued as Travelin' Shoes on Bluebird RCA BMG Records. We're going to continue with some holiness music here from the Clara Ward Singers, recorded live back in 1962 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
At this time, Arktolugov's Village Gate takes great pleasure in presenting Clara Ward and the Ward Gospel Singers. Thank you.
The governor, tell him about his Georgia State. Well, I'ma write the governor, tell him about his Georgia State. Well, I'ma tell him to do something just before it is too late. Fighting the Japanese. Well, when I was in the Pacific, fighting the Japanese, I had to go back down in Georgia and bow down on my knees. I got people down in Georgia that I'm afraid to go and see. I got people down in Georgia that I'm afraid to go and see. Well, I'm afraid that gang down there, they might lynch for me. Thank you. to mess, and also their wives. Well, they're taking out two men, and also their wives. Well, they're taking them out in the woods, and they're taking the people's lives. I'm gonna write the governor, tell him about the judge's day. Well, I'm gonna write the governor, tell him about the judge's day. Well, he better do something just before it is too late.
Woke up this morning with my mind.
Jesus,
and how he died,
how he died,
to save us.
about the love of Jesus
and how he died.
From the recording Sacred Steel, traditional sacred African-American steel guitar music in Florida, we heard Sonny Treadway and Amazing Grace. That's on our Hooli Records. And before that, the McIntosh County Shouters from the Georgia coast, from the Sea Isles, we heard Blessed Are the Poor in Spirit, from their recording Spirituals and Shout Sounds from the Georgia coast on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, the late Fannie Lou Hamer from her recording Songs My Mother Taught Me, and Woke Up This Morning. That's a field recording issued on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And before that, a somewhat timely tune from champion Jack Dupree, I'm Gonna Write the Governor of Georgia, from a collection Classic Protest Songs on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, the very first recording Billie Holiday did of Strange Fruit from back in April of 1939. And she was accompanied by Frankie Newton and his band. That's from a recording called Protest, American Protest Songs, 1928 to 1953 on Viper Records. And we let off that set with the Clara Ward Singers, recorded live at the Village Gate in 1962, and Meeting Tonight in This Little Light of Mine. That's on Vanguard Records. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. Next week, we'll have part 3 of our Black History Month special. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2106.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the